I'm on an epic dog walk to clear my head of the numerous glasses of champagne that I consumed last night whilst in the company of some amazing people, incredible people. Last night I was at the stables in Milton Keynes, and before I went to the stables in Milton Keynes, having never been before, I got a few comments and tweets about how it was just an amazing venue. Musicians like Solo Bass Steve saying one of the best venues they've ever played at. And I didn't really know what to expect. It was the 40th anniversary of the stables. Scots Cowgirl on Twitter, Scots Cowgirl, who is the kind of, I guess, in charge of running the stables at the moment, said, please, you know, come along. It's completely sold out, and there's going to be a lot of interesting people there. This is as good as any time to get to know a venue which is pretty much on my doorstep. A venue completely tied up with the incredible Dankworth family. Dame Chloe Lane, Jackie Dankworth, it just goes on, Sir John Dankworth. And I read the list of people that have kind of been leaked to me that may be there, and I thought, wow, this is going to be audio boo heaven for one thing. You know, I could just get some fantastic insights from some amazing people in audio by just taking my iPhone along. When I got there, initially I was so very lost in the entertainment and the music and the night in itself. It was a celebration of the 40 years of the stables. And then there was a kind of whisper that Sir John Dankworth was in hospital, and they wonder whether or not he would do what he normally does, and that is come in his wheelchair and play for everybody. This composing jazz legend that's worked with the greats and is known by just about every musician worth his salt in the industry. And then I get a tweet, which I only kind of half read, and it was from a musician I greatly respect, James Knight. He tweets under his band's name, Talc, T-A-L-C. And he said to me, it's going to be quite a sad night, I imagine, what with Sir John dying today. And I was like, I heard something about that being mumbled in the stalls, but can you link me to the article? He linked me to a very fresh article. The family had been on stage for already half of the set and hadn't shown anything but enthusiasm, respect for the music, and the job in their hand of the job in hand they had of entertaining and telling the story of the 40 years. It was really, really, really amazing to see great actors coming on and doing spoken word in between sections of music whilst there is a slideshow showing photographs and video clips from history. Some massive names that couldn't make it in person from certain areas of the world, and many did, tributes, almost like a This Is Your Life for the stables. But as soon as I got this tweet, I thought, wow, this has taken on a whole new feel for me. Did he really die today? Will we hear about this? Are they going to mention it? Nobody seemed to know, or very, very few in the audience seemed to have any idea, if any. It hadn't been on the news yet. It hadn't been in their papers as such. It was only a couple of websites showing it, a jazz blog for one. And then kind of lo and behold, halfway, or maybe not even that far through the second half. It was announced on stage in a really beautiful way that, terribly sorry, Sir John can't be here today. And it was Dame Chloe herself. Earlier on, my husband died in hospital. And the immediate shock that just went through this very close, very intimate audience. If you haven't been to the stables, it's an incredible venue, entirely built around this musical sharing experience. Very intimate, and like this amphitheatre just all simultaneously took an intake of breath. And you just thought, wow, yeah, it was definitely true. You know, it was not just a blog post I've read. And it kind of became almost certainly the most incredible concert I've been to because of that, because of how these people that were getting on stage were, I guess, now not just performing to celebrate 40 years of an amazing venue, they were celebrating an entire life. The whole show had been produced by Sir John Dankworth, as far as I'm aware, and it was as if he'd produced his own wake. People said afterwards, certainly, it was kind of a VIP party afterwards, which I was very, very lucky to be invited into, and they were saying they knew that if he was going to go, he would pick the 6th, this day. It, in many ways, it was absolutely perfect. The show of strength from the family, I just blows me away. It's just what an amazing introduction for me, in a way, to an incredible venue. You know, you couldn't possibly top that for emotion intertwined with musical history and the music itself, and a family passionate about a venue. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Needless to say, the respectful musical appreciator in me way took over from the blogger desperate to get interviews. But I, as much as I was drinking and sharing conversation with certain legends from TV and certain popular people now that grace our screens, Paul O'Grady was a very funny man, and it was an amazing job he had comparing and kind of tying everything together in a very humour-filled, yet when you look back before everybody really knew, respectful way. And I got a chance to speak with Maureen Lipman, and just what a wonderful, in some ways, old school entertainment crowd. And there was something very I don't know, very satisfying from being around these people who, yes, are celebrities, but have worked so incredibly hard to share, to educate, to perform to the best of their ability. Celebrity has become such a strange word. And, you know, I do go and used to occasionally photograph bands that came up and out of nowhere and thought they were God's gift to the world of entertainment, when really they just kind of stumbled into it. They hadn't really worked like some of these people had to get where they are. So very interesting, and a night I will remember for a very long time, a night I'm still getting my head around. So, yes, thank you, Stables MK on Twitter, Scott's Cowgirl on Twitter. And I'm very thankful that such a great place is no distance away from me at all, and I'm looking forward to sharing stories and tales from future nights there at in Milton Keynes, of all places. It's wow. As you can tell, I'm still pretty gobsmacked by the whole night. I'll stop my rambling of 10 minutes plus and continue traipsing through the Northamptonshire countryside with the dog, remembering last night and remembering a great, great man, Sir John Dankworth. Rest in peace.